It is a serious message we bring to you now. Let me speak to Assistant Chief Fire and Rescue Officer Alan Walmsley from the Fire Service, the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Alan, we've mentioned it before at the beginning of the month. It's worth mentioning it again. There are more presents around the Christmas tree. The lights have been on for quite a while. The fun of the fair is absolutely to the fore. There are fire hazards in every house.
There is indeed, Frank, and look, it's a great time of the year. We're all enjoying it. We're all looking forward to getting a bit of time off work. But as you said, Frank, it's also a risk time for the Fire and Rescue Service. It's a very busy time for us. So we're just trying to remind everybody, it's just a couple of simple messages about this Christmas so we can keep people safe.
Last year, from the 1st of December to the 31st of January, well, over that Christmas period, from December 16 to January 17, sadly, four people lost their lives, and firefighters attended almost 170 accidental house fires.
Yeah, they're stark figures, Frank. Now, the year before that, five people tragically lost their lives, so that's nine people, basically, over the Christmas and festive period in the last 2 years. I mean, that's devastating. That's nine families that have suffered, you know, a devastating loss of you know, losing someone in their family. So, look, as I said at the start, I know your show today, I've listened to a bit of it. It's very, you know, you're talking about Christmas, and the last caller was talking about her Brussels sprouts and how to cook them. But there's simple messages. Frank, you said it there. You know, everybody's home this Christmas. There'll be extra fire loading in it. You've got all the different risks with the decorations, lighting, extra cooking, extra guests maybe come to your home. And the big thing is, Frank, over Christmas, a lot of people have that wee bit of extra alcohol they don't have during the year. And there's a clear link between that extra alcohol and that sort of drop in your risk perception.
This is a very good point. And as we go through the next number of days, I suppose none of us will ever think about maybe checking the plug or glancing at the candle that's been sitting there unlit that someone in festive form has now set a match to making sure it is put out. These little alerts need to be adhered to.
That's right, Frank, and that's why I know I've been on your show many times, and you're a great supporter of our safety messages, and we always use this simple stop message, and it is really simple. S is for smoke alarms. Make sure you have them in your home and make sure they're working. T is to test them every single week. Always to know those obvious causes, and again, the causes increase at Christmas when it comes to cooking, when it comes to electrical, when it comes to smoking, when it comes to candles in your home. And P is to have your fire escape plan in place. And again, that's really important to Christmas because a lot of people have relatives and friends come to stay, and it's really important that they know what to do. And it's tragic, Frank. I mean, we still have people losing their life today that their smoke alarm sounded, they've had an early warning, and they're still trying to tackle or fight the fire. And what we're trying to say is, if it occurs, get out of your home. Call the fire sheriff and stay out.
And one final point, Alan. On Christmas Day, those fire stations would all be manned and womaned, and people would be there ready to go, and sadly, you will get calls.
We will. Fires happen every single day. About three accidental dwelling fires every single day occur, and all the crews will be on over Christmas. I just like, while I'm on the show today, Frank, to say a massive thank you to them all. You know, they've gone away from their loved ones to make sure that everybody in Northern Ireland is protected. And look, let's hope we do have a safe Christmas. Let's hope those stats come down even further, and we can all enjoy it and have a safe Christmas.
Okay, Alan, thank you very much indeed. Check those Christmas tree lights. Make sure they are safe. They conform to British standard. Never place the candles near the Christmas tree or the furnishings. Make sure the family and guests are staying for the festive period. Know indeed how to get out of the house where a key might be. Never overload the electrical sockets. And remember, most fires do start in the kitchens, but they can start elsewhere. And you're more at risk when you are smoking, obviously. And you're at extreme risk when you're smoking and drinking. Some of the points that would be on that checklist from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service.